In these days, he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose from them 12, whom he named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James and John, and Philip and Bartholomew, and Matthew and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon who was called the Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem at the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile and spurn at the names as evil as account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you will have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets."
那时，耶稣上去山来祷告，整夜不住地向神祈祷。天一亮，他就叫门徒来，从他们中间挑选了12个人，称他们为使徒。其中有西门，耶稣又称他为彼得。西门的兄弟安德烈、雅各、约翰、菲利、巴多罗、马太、多马。亚利佩的儿子雅各和西门，雅各的儿子犹大以及卖主的人加略人犹大，耶稣和他们一起下来，站在一块平地上，和其他门徒站在一起。这时，有犹太、耶路撒冷和拉维、西顿海岸的人也来了很多，一道参观。这些人来是要听耶稣讲道，并要求耶稣医治他们的疾病。有些人已经浑身上下被恶魔缠身，最终也都被治好了。众人想要摸耶稣基督，因为相信耶稣基督的身上有神力能发出，因而医治好他们。耶稣举目看着门徒，说道。你们这群贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国度属于你。你们这些饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要得到饱足。你们这些哀伤的人有福了，因为你们最终会得到欢笑。有些人憎恨你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，并除掉你们的名字。以为这样的话，你们就不会得到好日子，但真正的事实是，你们才是有福的人。到那天的时候，你们会真的欢喜雀跃，因为你们在天上的赏赐是最大的功德，你们的祖先也知道这样。你们这些富裕的人目前有灾了，因为你们在人世间已经得到了足够的赏赐。你们这些吃饱的人有祸了，因为你们最终将要挨饿。你们现在欢喜雀跃的人有祸了，因为你们最终会哀痛悲伤。当众人都说你们非常对的时候，实际上你们才是有灾有祸，因为他们的祖先，也就是你们的祖先，曾经做了这样的假先知。 大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第11讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂，English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time we make a personal summarize and analyze from the perspective of learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 11th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, everybody, firstly, is still my today's personal study summary. Jesus had just chosen his 12 apostles and then went with them to a level place where a huge crowd of people from all over gathered to hear him and be healed. He looked at his disciples and spoke blessings word over those who normally suffer in this world. The poor, the hungry, those who weep, and those who are hated because they follow with Jesus. He promised that though they lack now in God's kingdoms, they will receive everything they truly need and will rejoice. Then Jesus warned the rewards is true for those who help plenty now, the rich, the well-fed, those who love without care, and those who are prized by everyone now, because they already enjoy the comforts and approval of this world. They will face loss and sorrow in God's future kingdom. In this sermon on the plain, Jesus turns common ideas of happiness upside down, showing that true blessing isn't based on money, food, or popularity, but on God's promise to care for those who trust Him, especially in hard times. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Yes, hello everybody. In this text, we hear about how Jesus chose the 12 apostles. He spent the whole night in prayer before taking a decision. That should be an example to us too, for to take a good time in prayer before taking an important decision.
大家好，今天这段经文讲述了耶稣是如何拣选12门徒的。他在做决定之前，整夜进行祷告。我们也应该效法耶稣的行为，在做所有的重要决定前，好好的思考并祷告。
The apostles were 12 men who got into a special training from Jesus. He wanted them to preach the gospel after his resurrection and when he will have gone to heaven. So they were the nearest persons to Jesus while he was on earth.
使徒是12个受过耶稣特别训练的人。耶稣希望他们在耶稣复活升天之后去传扬福音，因此他们是耶稣在世时最亲近的人。
A good question is why he has chosen Judas Iscariot. First, the Old Testament is said that one of his nearest will betray him, and Judas decided by his own hand to betray Jesus. Jesus gave him a lot of opportunities for not to do this.
有一个问题是，为什么耶稣还选择了背叛他的犹大呢？首先呢，旧约圣经上说，他最亲近的人会最终背叛他，而犹大是自己决定背叛耶稣本人的。 耶稣曾经给了他很多机会，但他最终依然这样。
Judas Iscariot is an example that Jesus gives everybody a chance to be with him, the good ones and the bad ones. Judas wanted to be a betrayer, and Jesus did not hold him back.
加略人犹大就是这样的一个例子。耶稣给了每个人与他同行的机会，无论好人还是坏人。犹大想要背叛耶稣，但耶稣并没有阻止他。
Then Jesus came down to a field, and a multiple crowd from all directions came to him to touch him and for to be healed because there was power streaming from him. It is like a fountain. You come to a point with a center, there you'll find water. Here the people did not find water, they found Jesus who was healing all of them.
耶稣来到旷野间，当时许多人从四面八方来到他面前，想要去触碰他，因为他们想到耶稣可以医治别人。耶稣的身上总是有这样的力量，就像喷泉一样。当你来到一个有中心的地方，就能找到水源。在这里，人们没有找到水，而是找到了正在医治所有人的耶稣。
Most people went home, but some stayed for to become disciples. Through these disciples, Jesus tells the beatitudes and the vows.
其中大多数人最终回家了，但是也有一些人留下来成为耶稣的首批门徒。耶稣向这些门徒宣讲了八福其因和天国的奇妙话语。
In this sermon, Jesus explains what are the costs to be a disciple. A disciple will be poor, hungry, they will weep, and they will be persecuted.
在今天这篇讲道当中，耶稣解释了成为门徒的代价。门徒注定会贫穷，会遭受饥饿，会哭泣，会受到迫害。
If this occurs to us, we shall not be sad because Jesus said that this will happen and that we will get a great reward in heaven if we persevere as disciples. Even this is happening to us, and he compares us to the real prophets in the Old Testament when we are in this situation.
如果相同的情况出现在我们身上，我们不会拒绝，因为耶稣曾说过，这样的事情注定会发生。如果我们依然坚持做他的门徒，我们将在天堂得到巨大的回报。即使现在这种情况已然发生在我们身上，我们处于危险的境地当中，他依旧与我们同在。
The vows are for that disciple that tried to avoid to follow Jesus and to come in this situation. Those who long to be rich, those who have their stomach as their God, which, as it is written in other part of the Bible, those who like to love and enjoy earthly fun, and those who seek that all people talk well of them.
那些想要避免跟随耶稣并陷入这种窘地的门徒，最终会发出惊叹。那些渴望致富的人，那些把自己的肚皮当成上帝所赐恩典的人，正如圣经其他部分所写，那些喜欢每天享受生活、享受世间俗世乐趣的人。以及那些追求被人称赞的人，则不会带来好运。
Of course, it is not bad to have all these things. We may have money and we may have food, but the dangerous thing is if we are empowering ourselves to get it and when we are setting it higher as the kingdom of God. Jesus says in other texts that we are not worthy to be his disciples then.
当然，在生活中拥有这一切并非什么坏事。我们会变得很有钱，或者拥有很多别人不能企及的事情，但一方面又很危险。如果我们为了得到这一切而自作主张，并把它视为这是应得的赏赐，耶稣则会告诉我们，在另一处经文中所说的。 那我们这样的人就则不配做他的门徒了。
To be blessed was a very strong word in the time of Jesus, and this caused anger at many people that just those who the world sees as inferior and low worthy are high in the kingdom of God.
在耶稣的时代，蒙福是一个非常强烈的词语，当时引起了许多人的愤慨，因为只有那些被世人视为低劣和低价值的人，才最终能在神的国度中居住高位，得到蒙福。OK, based on above Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one for my sister. Who did Jesus say are truly blessed? 耶稣说，谁才是真正有福的人呢？
The poor, the hungry, those who weep, and those who are persecuted.
穷人，饥饿的人。哭泣的人与被害的人，他们才是真正有福的人。Second question for sister. Why may the poor and the hungry be happier in God's kingdom than the rich and well-fed? 为什么在神的天国里，穷人和饥饿的人比富人与吃饱的人更有福享呢？
When you have a lot of things, you have to leave them at one day. Those who have a few earthly things will go with joy to heaven because a better place is waiting for them.
当你在尘世间拥有太多东西的时候，总有一天你必须选择放弃。而那些拥有很少东西的人，最终会快乐地升入天堂，因为那里有更好的地方在等待着他们。
A friend of mine was looking after a 104 years old man, and it cost him 4 days of agony for to die because his heart was full of the things he had on earth, and it was difficult to leave the things behind.
我曾经有一个朋友照顾着一位年仅104岁的老人，他经历了4天的痛苦才最终离世，因为他心里充满着世间的一切，难以最终割舍。
Of course, you may have things on earth, but you should not to put your heart in those things.
当然，你确实可能拥有世间的一切。但你不应该把过多的心思放在这些物质生活当中。Next question, sister. What does it mean that yours is the kingdom of God? 因为你们的国就是神的国，这话作何理解呢？
Jesus describes here the price of following him. When we follow him this way, we get the kingdom of God as a reward in the end of our earthly life.
耶稣在这里描述了跟随他的代价。当我们需要跟随耶稣的时候，我们会在尘世生活的尽头，最终得到神的天国作为奖励。Therefore, next question for my sister: How can someone rejoice and live for joy when they are hated for Jesus' sake? 当人们因耶稣的缘故恨你的时候，你如何依旧能？获得内心的喜悦和健康呢？
We shall be happy even the circumstances are bad because we get joy and consolation in the word of Jesus, which tells us that we will get great things and our suffering will not be eternal.
我们依然会感到很高兴，因为即使情况非常糟糕，我们依然信主，我们依然会感到很高兴。即使情况变得非常糟糕，因为我们从耶稣的话语中得到了快乐与安慰。耶稣的话告诉我们，我们最终会得到伟大的安慰，而我们的痛苦不会是永恒的，最终会消失。Next question, sister. What warning did Jesus give to those who are rich now? 耶稣对在人世间非常富足的人又做了什么样的警告呢？
He says that they already had their prosperity and consolation here on earth.
耶稣说，这些人在人世间已经获得了足够多的繁荣和安慰，所以天堂不欢迎他们。Next question, sister. How do the worlds balance the blessings? 祸灾与福兮如何相平衡呢？
It is just the opposite. You can choose, do you want to choose to be rich or the poor, for example?
恰恰相反，你可以做出你的抉择，比如你想变得富有还是变得贫穷。Next question. In what ways does this teaching turn on our usual ideas of successful upside down? 今天的这个教导在哪些方面颠覆了我们对成功的传统观念呢？
It is totally the opposite what people want to reach in earthly life. Richness, knowledge. Jesus says that all the stuff does not serve for the kingdom of God.
实际上，这与我们在尘世间生活中所要达到的目标完全相反。财富积累、知识增长等等，耶稣说，所有这些东西都不能被用于神的国度。Next question: How might somebody live out these beatitudes in everyday life? Give me an example. 我们如何在日常生活中践行这些好事呢？姐姐，请为我举个例子吧。
In every life, it is a decision, and I'm doing things that are not lawful to become rich, or do I accept the limits that God has set to work and I as I should for to get the money that I need and not to have it in overflow?
在平常的生活当中，有一个这样的决定。我做的事情是否合法以来致富，或者是我是否接受上帝预设的限制，以便我应该努力获得我需要的钱，而不是非法所得。
Do I seek my joy to go to the casino or the discotheque, or do I seek my joy in the presence of Jesus?
我是否选择去赌场，去赌博获取利益？或者去舞厅寻求快乐，还是在耶稣面前寻求内心的平和？Next question, sister, why do you think Jesus built these walls on a level place rather than on a mountain？你是认为耶稣为什么要在平地上，而不是在山上讲这些话呢？
A level place is a field so everybody could see him and everybody had the option to decide if he want to go or to stay.
平坦的地方就是原野，每一个人都能看到耶稣，每一个人都选择走他的路，去是留由这些人来决定。Today's last question for sister: How does knowing these beatitudes helps you face your own struggles? 获得了这些有福的事情后，如何帮助我们面对自己的人生困难呢？
They give consolation. Here in the Western world, we still don't have so much persecution apart from the persecution of welfare. But in Asia, are many countries where Christians are persecuted, and for persecuted family, it is a great consolation that the best will come when they pass over in the arms of Jesus.
他们给予人安慰，在现在的西方世界中，除了福利迫害之外，实际上我们没遭受很多其他的伤害。但在亚洲的一些国家，都有一些基督徒正在遭受着迫害。对于一个受迫害的家庭来说，这是一种巨大的安慰。当他们在耶稣的怀抱中离世的时候，最好的结局将会到来。好了。今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年4月份春天快乐，我们下期再会。
stood on the field and you preached to the people, but only a few understood. The world you were speaking, how God wants the world to be and how life here is. You spoke how the poor and the simple are blessed, that sadness will end. You said it is better to bless than to hate, to forgive the unrighteousness. Loving God with your heart and your soul, and your next as much as yourself, makes you inherit the kingdom of God. Loving God with your life, with your all, and your next as yourself, makes you see the face of God and feel His loving care. You say we shall love even those who hate us, blessed as we're cursing us. Forgive them who cause of suffer and pain, to break the chains of hate. You said that the thoughts are leading to sin, that evil comes out of heart. Jesus, I beg you, please purify me to live in the kingdom of God. Loving God with your heart and your soul and your next as much as yourself, makes you inherit the kingdom of God. Loving God with your life, with your all, and your next as much as yourself, makes you see the face of God and feel His loving care. Jesus, I see that you know what I feel when I suffer, even I love. You hang on the cross, tilted and pain, but you pray, Father, forgive. Let me learn from your words and your life the rules of the kingdom of God. Loving with love so divine and so poor, my God and my next and myself. Loving God with your heart and your soul and your next as much as yourself, makes you inherit the kingdom of God. Loving God with your life, with your all, and your next as yourself, makes you see the face of God and feel His love.